Hello, respected viewers. This is George from Ireland. Here I am rather belatedly commenting on the by-elections on Thursday. The results trickled through in the wee hours of Friday. Remember, elections, referendums, so forth in the United Kingdom are always, always on a Thursday since 1918. So the two by-elections were held, Mid-Bedfordshire and indeed Tamworth. And the news in the small hours of Friday is that enormous Conservative majorities had been overturned in both constituencies. So Sir Keir Starmer obviously hailed the result, and unsurprisingly, he was cock-a-hoop because his party had won both by-elections and won them, well, I mean, fairly narrowly, but it wasn't by a whisker in either case. Tamworth, which they've never, ever won, sorry, Mid-Bedfordshire, which they've never, ever won, and Tamworth, which they haven't won since 2005. So the Prime Minister was obliged to say it was obviously disappointing and said that we should bear in mind the context of this. So Rishi Sunak made sure he got the hell out of Dodge. He was in Qahirah at the time, meeting Mohammed Fatah al-Sisi over there and supposedly trying to bring peace to the Middle East whilst giving his imprimatur to the Israeli invasion of Gaza. And I realise with us a context to that is because 1,200 Israeli civilians were killed about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, so the Conservatives had a gigantic majority in Mid-Bedfordshire, 24,000. So it was one of the safest Conservative seats in the United Kingdom. Nadine Dorries, sometime cabinet minister, soi-disant working-class Conservative, this Liverpudlian nurse, so not a typical background for a Conservative parliamentarian, and at one time a contestant on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, has bowed out of Parliament, and she's a real Johnson cultist. So it was deeply unhelpful for Sunak, the timing of that. Now, I was half right. I knew that Labour would take Tamworth. I thought the Conservatives would narrowly hang on in Mid-Bedfordshire, partly because the anti-Conservative vote looked like it was going to be almost evenly split between the Liberal Democrats and Labour. But that didn't work. Labour won significantly more than the Lib Dems. So the Lib Dems had actually quite a creditable showing in Mid-Bedfordshire. And so that's why Labour was able to take Mid-Bedfordshire for the very first time. And that's worrying for the Conservatives. It's a rural constituency. It's fairly southern. It's fairly prosperous. And it was a hugely Leave-voting one. And they thought there'd be a correlation between people who voted Leave in the 2016 referendum and those who vote Conservative next time. Well, it didn't work out that way. The 2019 election, that was a resounding Conservative victory because they hoovered up so many of the Leave voters. But people who vote Leave now seem to be very comfortable in voting Labour. So part of the Conservative strategy for the forthcoming Westminster election was to say, if Labour gets in, they'll make us rejoin the European Union. But it looks like that's not going to work. Despite there's some evidence that Labour certainly wants closer links to the European Union, a lot of people don't seem to realise that the Brexit trade agreement of 2020 only lasts for 5 years. It has to be renegotiated in the spring of 2025 anyway. Especially as there's a lot of Brexit regret, that's why the United Kingdom is probably going to have some more cordial, more integrated relationship with the European Union after that, even if the Conservatives happen to be in office, which is highly improbable now. So it was a mammoth 24% swing from the Conservatives to Labour in the Tamworth constituency. That's the second greatest swing in a by-election since 1945. So these really are terrible results for the Conservatives. It's hard to overemphasize just how bad they are. And so there's now no such thing as a no-go zone for the Labour Party. Now, if you've had much political experience, you'd realise that these results are very seldom replicated in that same constituency come the general election. So my forecast is the Conservatives will regain Mid-Bedfordshire next time, but probably not Tamworth, partly because Tamworth has been Labour in the recent past. And moreover, Labour won it by a bit more in Tamworth than they did in Mid-Bedfordshire. The Conservatives, they've held Mid-Bedfordshire every single election since 1931. That's over 20 elections. So that's what Alistair Strathern, he won it, a 20% swing to the Labour Party, winning by 1,192 votes. So not a huge margin. Now, the thing is, the Conservative candidate in Mid-Bedfordshire, who was quite a good one for all sorts of reasons, Festus Akin Busoye, not just his personal charisma. He's young, but he's not too young. He's got a local profile. He's not someone parachuted in by central office. He was a Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner. David Cameron created these nonsense positions in constituencies, in areas, counties in England and Wales, except London. A Police and Crime Commissioner, in some places a Police Crime and Fire Commissioner. And he or she is elected to be a liaison between the police and the public, and persuading to do more of this, less of that, without having operational control, without having the legal authority to say, arrest this person, just ignore that, you're not allowed to do that. Just like suggestions. But anyway, so he was a local person. And let's be frank, I mean, the fact that he's black is surely an advantage. The Conservative Party is very keen to burnish his anti-racist credentials. But that didn't work. Anyway, so mid-Bedfordshire, Labour's got 34% of the vote. The Liberal, the Conservatives 31%, and the Lib Dems 23%. I mean, it is a sign of how discontented people are the Conservatives that an independent case gets as much as 4.6. The Reform Party didn't even have a candidate there, and they got 3.7. Reform Party, formerly Brexit Party, didn't stand last time because they thought that, well, you know, Nadine Dorries is a hardline Brexiteer, we shan't stand against her. The Green Party went down in votes. Their votes probably went to Labour. Okay, and then if you look at Tamworth, Labour's up on 46% of the vote. Sarah Edwards is the young lady who's MP there now, and the Conservatives have fallen to 40.7% of the vote. So Reform Party came from nowhere to have 5.4% of the vote. That's big. That is really big for them. That's a protest vote. Even Britain First stood, so widely seen as a white nationalist party, up to 2.3%. Even UKIP stood, but they went down a bit. The Lib Dems have a dreadful 1.6% of the vote, so lost their deposit, but they made almost no effort. So it seems a lot of Lib Dem voters defected to Labour. Though had they not done that, then the Conservatives might have just have hung on. And then there's the Green Party. They went down as well. So that's it. It's the Conservatives have sent out an email to everyone saying that there's no disguising the fact that this was not an ideal result. But, you know, it's in midterm and so on, so that's looking bad. But, I mean, inflation is down, but not enough. Remember Rishi Sunak's five pledges just after New Year this year to stop the boats? Well, there's been minimal progress on that. That Stockholm BB ship, well, the people are no longer being held on that. Not a single person has been deported to Rwanda, despite the hundreds of millions of pounds spent on it. The NHS waiting lists have not been cut. There's really minimal progress. Even the high-speed 2 news, that might be seen as bad news. And the money, the $36 billion, is going to be spent on transport links, will be spent further north in England, not anywhere near Tamworth or mid-Bedfordshire. Tamworth, it also rings a bell, of course, Sir Robert Peel's constituency, as in the Tamworth Manifesto, the first manifesto in United Kingdom political history, is named after that place, or Tamworth Pigs. Well, I suppose in Tory central office, there'll be a lot of expletives that were spat into coffee cups on Friday morning, and perhaps calling the good people of that constituency Tamworth Pigs. Anyway, so that's it. It does bode ill for the forthcoming general election for the Conservatives, and people saying that Rishi Sunak may go down as even more disastrous Prime Minister for the Tory party than John Major. At least there was a growing economy with low inflation under John Major. But it's difficult to think of much that's going right for the Conservative Party just now. There he is, jetting around the world, being the world statesman in Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and so on, but not that has much effect. I mean, okay, he was going to do that anyway, but the cynic in me, and it's really impossible to be too cynical in politics, says, is partly to divert attention from this. There's a convention whereby prime ministers don't campaign in by-elections. Tony Blair breached that convention. He campaigned in Eddisbury way back in 1999, but wasn't quite enough for Labour to take that safe Conservative seat when Sir Alastair Goodlad went off to be High Commissioner to Australia. Is it true that the Brexit UK, before Brexit UK could return to immigrants to EU country came from due to convention? Well, it is, yes. If you came here, you'd have a job after like 6 months, and they could. People with very serious criminal convictions could be returned. Not people for graffiti or shoplifting or something like that. But in practice, it very seldom happened. If you deported them, they'd come right back most of the time. Thank you so much for watching my channel. So please donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and see thousands of articles and videos behind the paywall. Goodbye.